Yeah. coach. All right. So the difference, though, between the two is that a strategist actually will really just ask you a lot of great questions to really help you figure out. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. To really help you figure out the strategy running your business. So I'll tell you one of the things that I do as a strategist. A lot of times women entrepreneurs, right, they're so excited about launching their products and services that they don't think about their mission statement. They don't think about their vision statement. They don't think about their values, right? So how they're really going to do their behavior, right, in all of their actions. And so it's very important to make sure that those things are identified, right, because it helps you to make strategic decisions regarding your business. So a lot of times I tell people all the time, the reason why you find yourself stagnant, the reason why you find yourself still standing in the same place is because you don't have a mission and you don't have a vision. Therefore, you're not making decisions in alignment with the mission and vision. So you'll end up finding entrepreneurs like all over the map, if you will, just doing a variety of things. And I'll give you a perfect example. I have a customer who is a motivational speaker, right? And he helps people, you know, really find themselves, right, as an individual. Well, one time he was asked to speak on a panel regarding relationship and love. So the strategy now is, and I'll give you a perfect example. I have a customer who is a motivational speaker, right? And he helps people, you know, really find themselves, right, as an individual. Well, one time he was asked to speak on a panel regarding relationship and love. So the strategy now is, are you a relationship expert? Or are you helping, you see what I'm saying? As a strategist, it's very important to make sure that people are doing the very thing that they're supposed to be doing, that it that is in alignment with their mission and vision, so that they can, 25 years from now, if not before, right, actually reach the vision that they've set for themselves. So that's the difference, right? A coach, in general, usually if you have a problem of some sort, say you've already launched a product or something, it didn't go quite well, and you're trying to figure out what you should do. A coach, a lot of times may have had experience in that area, right, and can give some guidance, right? So that's usually kind of the difference between a strategist, visionary, right? Don't necessarily see it, but let's figure out maybe how to maneuver it. A coach, a lot of times, something has already happened, and they have the experience behind it, and now they can better guide you, right? So think about it. Think about a coach really like, you know, the NBA, the NFL, right? The players know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're teaching them, right? So what they're doing is that they're just saying, like, if they see them do something, right, because the player themselves can't actually see it from afar, the coach can and say, hey, what you should have done was cut to the left, and what you did was you cut to the right. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Someone sees a whole picture, whereas the player only sees the dot and a few dots around them.
Right. Right, exactly. Right, and the coach can see the whole picture. So a lot of times, like I said, if something has already happened, right, and someone is needing help, okay, so I can't see the 360, right, and they need the coach to help them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. Now, I have a question. Going from radio host, exactly what I was going to ask. How did that
work? How did I do what?
You went from big picture visionary to 1 hour on the radio. How do you mash all that big picture into 60 minutes?
Now, that is a great question, right? So what I was actually doing on the two-hour show, I found myself really just giving tips, techniques for 60 minutes, right, which was the 1 hour. And then the other hour, it just kind of really depended on the topic that I had, because KJ really can go. So sometimes I did go 2 hours on tips and techniques and tools. You know what? And I'll tell you this. At my core, I'm an educator. Okay, at my core, I'm an educator. So even though I provide tips and tools and strategies, I end up teaching, okay? But a lot of times I would always feature small women entrepreneurs, right? So a lot of times I kind of filled up the 2 hours giving tips, tools, and strategies, but then also would interview new entrepreneurs, right, to give them visibility for their business. Yeah. So, well, we're still going to be able to do that. What's happening is that my plate is becoming full. And so I had to figure out a way. I needed to cut that time down because I was just spending too much time in the studio. AJ's trying to launch her own TV show. I'm doing more, you know, videos. I'm getting doing more speaking engagements.
She's going to have that link too. She's going to have it. She's going to be like, yes, welcome to the KJ show.
Right, right.
We'll watch it.
Yes, yes. So it's just one of those things. I'm actually getting ready to start doing like a six-day tour next year, which is going to be my strategy design live events. And then soon I'll start doing, oh my goodness, a 10-city tour, which would be really for my strategy design board challenges, which is actually going to be quite a fun. So anyway, just got a lot of things coming down the pipe. So I just had to pull back, if you will, on the radio just a little bit.
So we have a lot to look forward to. First, you're going to be fabulous on TV, and then you're going to be fabulous on
the show. We're going to have to be
Atlanta. Yes. Yes.
So all these tours, are they going to be done just focusing you, or are you going to add other entrepreneurs and things like that?
So that's a great question, right? So the strategy design live events basically is going to be teaching a variety of pieces as it relates to your strategy and running your business. So like, for example, I have a strategy design kit called Entrepreneurship. I have one called Branding, right? Branding Yourself. I have one called Operations. I have one called Marketing. And then I have one called Sales. And then I have one called Growth. So the key is that, because I have those on CDs, right? So you can actually order those, right? Get the CD and get a workbook. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually going to be teaching it live, right? So that'll be the 6-city tour. And then the strategy to board challenge, basically what that's going to be, that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I'm probably going to have to cap it at 25 customers, right? So 25 entrepreneurs who will bring in up to 3 people, right? So you'll have a total of 3 people from your company that can come, right? And so basically what I'm going to be doing is teaching you the entire gamut on strategy for your entire business. And then we're going to actually go into the design workshop, and then you're going to be presented with a challenge, right? So all 25 companies is probably what that's going to be. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I'm probably going to have to cap it at 25 customers, right? So 25 entrepreneurs who will bring in up to 3 people, right? So you'll have a total of 3 people from your company that can come, right? And so basically what I'm going to be doing is teaching you the entire gamut on strategy for your entire business. And then we're going to actually go into the design workshop, and then you're going to be presented with a challenge, right? So all 25 companies is going to have to do this challenge down and dirty real quick on what I just taught them, right? And they're going to have to put their strategy up. They'll be recorded. They'll have to come up with a quick pitch, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. And then the winner actually would win probably, you know, 1-year coaching sessions with me, right? So I really will help them with all of their strategies for a full year. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of things.
If I had 3 people in my company, I might send them. I'm joking. I got 15 on because I don't leave 3 people to be on strategy. Before you leave, if you could please tell us 3 things that we need to consider when we start a business, even think about strategy.
Yeah, you know what? Great question. Great question, right? So I tell people all the time, right? So one of the things that you need to think about is, and you hear this all the time, right? What is your why? What is your why? And I always tell people, really, at the end of the day, your why really is, it's your God-given purpose. It's what God has called you to do. And so if you understand that, because entrepreneurship is challenging, and I need people to understand that it is not easy. You probably will have more downs than you do up. It's real, okay? And a lot of times it gets lonely, right? Even though you're surrounding yourself, you know, with people, that are very supportive and things like that, but they're not with you 24/7. So there are a lot of times, right, you by yourself, you're in the bed crying, trying to figure out where the customer's coming from, okay? Right, and so that can happen. So I always tell people, right, think about this. First and foremost, people don't think about really what is it, who is their customer? They really don't think about who their customer is. And so let me tell you what they usually do. They usually say, everybody is my customer. That's a problem. You can't serve everybody. Okay, so you really have to figure out, and I'm telling you that's tough for a lot of entrepreneurs because they think that they're leaving money on the table, okay? But I'm here to tell you, you're not leaving money on the table, okay? In fact, you don't have enough marketing dollars to even market to everybody, okay? So always find you a niche. Who do you actually serve? Because you got to give a message that speaks directly to them, okay? So you got to know who you serve. Another thing I tell people to think about is, you know, who are you, not just as an individual, but who do you want your what do you want your company to be known for? What is it, the one or two things that you want your company to be known for? That means day in and day out, right? People can say, you know what? I know KJ is going to solve my problem in 24 hours, no matter what. Okay? So what is it that you want to be known for? That branding is very, very important. All right. And then the third thing, and a lot of times, right, we forget about this. Guys, you know, I know you hear all the time that you can start a business with no money. Okay. I'm here to tell you that's not true. Okay. It's simply not true. And a lot of times people don't think about what all it takes to really run a business. And starting out, you're probably not going to be profitable. You're probably going to be just breaking even. Okay. And that's okay because you got to get your cash flow going. Right. So one of the things that women entrepreneurs don't always think about is those finances. And let me tell you, it's real. Because if you don't have money to go get business cards, to do your flyers, to do your brochures, to do any marketing, to be in somebody's magazine. You understand what I'm saying? You got to have money. And if you're speaking, you're going to be traveling, because let me help you out. Everybody don't always put you on their stage for a fee. Sometimes you got to pay your way because you got to pay your dues. You understand what I'm saying? And so have you accounted for that? Plane ticket, hotel, transportation, right? Baggage fees. Okay, so you got to make sure that
baggage fee. They need to come talk to Winona.
Right.
Winona has paid baggage fee. She ain't never paid a baggage fee in her life.
I love that. I'm gonna need to talk to you myself.
In the world, no.
We don't do it. No baggage
fee. We don't do it.
Because I love it.
Baggage is just actually, I'm gonna quote one of my friends. Baggage is just for someone to lose it. And they need it when you get there. So you bring it, if you can't bring it with you, don't do it.
I love it. You're good. Yeah, so those are the three things that I would tell you, right? So you need to niche, right? You need to know who you really serve, right? You've got to understand the money. And I need the women entrepreneurs to really grasp that. You have to understand the money. What does it really take? And guys, don't cheat yourself, because if you do, I mean, you're the one going to fail, okay? You cannot cheat yourself. What does it take to really financially run your business? Okay, you've got to make sure you do that, right? And the third one, you know, you got to know your why. And I tell you, you don't have to go look far for your why, because at the end of the day, and again, this is one of the things that trip people up to, a lot of people go, they get into business for the money. They get in business for the money. And I'm telling you, that's the wrong reason to get into business. You get into business to serve people. Use your gifts, use your talents. That's why God gave it to you, for you to serve his people. And if you do that, I promise you, if you do it, the money will follow. Money will follow. Yeah.
We have so been fairly motivated and inspired. Yes. I'm about to go take on the world.
Wait, I have one last question. Where
yes.
Find you.
Okay. Great. So, oh my goodness. So my website is www.kjsdstudio.com. So kjsdstudio.com. You can find me on Facebook. I have two different pages. So my name, Karen KJ Johnson, or you can go to my business. I tell you to really go there, Karen KJ Johnson, but I also have a business page, right? KJ Strategy Design Studio. Okay. I do a lot of motivational things under my name. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm there as KJ Strategy Design Studio. LinkedIn, Karen KJ Johnson, and then Instagram, KJ Strategy Design Studio. So it's one of the two, either my name or my business name.
Wasn't it you who said keep it simple?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. When it comes to the name, yep. I guess it's time for us to wrap up.
It is. And thank you so much for coming on, Ms. Johnson. And I'm Jade.
And I'm Winona.
And we are the And I Thought Ladies. You can find out everything about you ladies and what we're doing on andwethought.com.
Or watch us on the television set if you're in California.
You just like messed up my ending. Like I was really professional. Goodness. Anyway, just remember you guys that wisdom is all around you.